Love doctor, doctor of love, however you want to say it. What up, though? What up, though? Once again, first of all, I just want to say I appreciate all the responses I'm getting. People dropping shit in the inbox. Y'all keep doing this shit. I need y'all. Thank y'all so much. I'ma always keep you anonymous unless you want to be, you know. But I don't think y'all be wanting to be. But anyways, I came across this one. Kind of interesting, so let's jump into it. Dear love doctor. Y'all know it never start like that. It's probably going to starting like that because I be saying it all the time. Somebody going to come, like, watch. But anyways, and when they do, I'm going to be like, it's really dear love doctor. But this one didn't start like that either. Dear love doctor. I've been with my girl for almost 3 years now. During our time together, we had some situations where I've been caught entertaining other women. I'm currently in a situation now where this woman that I cheated with is pregnant. I never admitted I cheated, but she found out anyway. When she did, I just came clean and was honest. So the other woman says she's pregnant. Me personally, I don't think it's mine, but I also know that there is a big possibility that it is mine. So what? I told her to get an abortion and even offered to pay for it. She doesn't want to do it. She knows I will never be with her, but she wants to keep the baby. My girl is actually mad at me.
You fucked up.
It say, my girl is actually mad at me. That's what I think you meant. He put I because I, but I think he meant my girl is actually mad at me because I want the abortion. I don't understand why she is mad and she won't tell me. Give me some insight. Please help me understand.
Damn. Shit, man. I ain't gonna lie, like, I ain't gonna sit up here and act like I know everything, because I only know what I talk about. I ain't never really been in that situation before. You know, I think that we should talk to a woman. Have you asked her? Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure. You say, I understand why she is mad and she won't tell me, so I'm assuming that you have asked her. Are you asking her properly? You know, like, you got to realize, gang, like, this is a lot. This is a lot, you know. Just from reading what I read, y'all have history of this shit, you know. And just because somebody stay with you after you do some whole shit to them, and then you do it again and again, like, and they stay. You may think that it's not doing damage. It's doing damage. You damaging somebody, man. She probably so fed up with this whole situation. And she probably looking at the way you handling it as a man. And probably just irritated by that shit. She probably don't even respect you. You know what I'm saying? She probably don't even respect you. Ain't no telling why she's still with you. She might still be with you. Just, you know, I don't know y'all situation. I don't know if you a breadwinner or some shit like that. Like, you know. But I don't know, man. Like, when I be feeling like I've been around that shit in my lifetime. I grew up seeing relationships that was super toxic. But they didn't end. Like, women stayed with men that they knew wasn't shit to them. You feel me? That was abusers and cheaters and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I seen it with my own eyes. And it's like, if they feel like they can't get away from you, it looked like they planning an escape. But I don't know, though. You know, she's still there with you. You know, maybe this ain't the last straw, or maybe she plotting to escape. Maybe she see this way as an out. I don't know, gang. You know, on some real shit, what I'ma do is I'm gonna get a female and we gonna come back. We gonna come back to this one and we gonna talk with a female on this so we could try to get some woman insight on this situation. So if anybody listening, if you interested in joining me and speaking on this topic, just tap in with us. Just tap in with us. I think you able to do it through Spotify. If not, you can follow us on Facebook at the Car Talk Loudcast and just jump in the inbox. You know, that's what everybody else been doing. So, you know, yeah. So we gonna get back to this, gang. Don't worry. You know, try to hold off until I find somebody. I'm getting reinforcements because, you know, I don't want to tell you no wrong shit. You know, I don't want to tell you no shit I don't really believe in. For real. So we gonna get back to it. All right. All right. I'll holler at y'all in a minute. All right. Love, doctor.